to implant or not to implant? That is the question. Plus, updates on the U.S. and China trade deals, border closures to the south, and lots more. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Cow country news. You know, the cow stuff.
In a significant development for U.S. agriculture, the ongoing U.S.-China trade war eased this week following a 90-day tariff reduction agreement. The deal brings temporary relief to U.S. meat exporters who have faced steep trade barriers in the Chinese market. Under the agreement, U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will drop from 145% to 30%, while China's tariffs on U.S. products, including meat, will fall from 125% to 10%. The reductions officially took effect on Wednesday, May 14th, signaling progress as both nations continue trade negotiations. China, the world's largest beef importer, remains a critical market for U.S. meat. In 2024 alone, U.S. exports to China included nearly $1.6 billion in beef, $1.1 billion in pork, and $490 million in poultry meat and products. This temporary tariff relief offers a much-needed boost to American meat producers and exporters while long-term trade talks continue. Next, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, has once again closed the southern border to live cattle, horses, and bison imports due to the ongoing detection and rapid spread of New World Screwworm, or NWS, in southern Mexico. This latest decision follows continued reports of the parasite advancing further north than previously observed, up to 700 miles from the U.S. border. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, announced the immediate suspension of livestock imports through U.S. ports of entry along the southern border. This action comes after the border had temporarily reopened in early February following enhanced inspections and biosecurity protocols. The border was initially closed in November of the previous year due to similar concerns. The New World screwworm poses a significant threat to livestock health and U.S. agriculture. Though eradicated from the United States in 1966, NWS has reemerged in remote areas of southern Mexico, including on farms with limited cattle movement. The pest's resurgence is being treated with high urgency by U.S. and Mexican officials. To combat the spread, USDA APHIS, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, is working closely with Mexican authorities to increase the release of sterile screwworm flies, the primary method for controlling the pest. This sterile fly technique had successfully helped maintain a barrier zone in southern Mexico and later extended into Panama, serving as a buffer for decades. However, over the past 2 years, the screwworm has advanced through Central America and back into Mexico, creating an escalating threat to U.S. livestock industries. USDA APHIS and Mexican counterparts will continue aggressive surveillance, monitoring, and mitigation efforts to stop the spread. The border will remain closed until USDA determines that the risk has been sufficiently mitigated and disease metrics improve. The decision to suspend cattle imports from Mexico has led to a downward revision in projected U.S. beef production for 2025 and 2026. According to the agency's latest WASD report, World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, the report cites tighter cattle supplies and reduced slaughter volumes tied to the import halt as key drivers behind the lower forecasts. Beef exports are also forecast lower as limited domestic supplies are expected to reduce U.S. competitiveness abroad. Coming up after the break, to implant or not to implant? That is the question. Keep your hands off that dial. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be right back.
Attention cattle producers. Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line. LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 15th through the 18th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Gary Allen and special guests Tiger Lily Gold. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with you all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can text or call. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Well, breeding season is in full swing, so I have this question. Are you implanting your calves? If you aren't and you want to enroll those calves in an NHTC all-natural program, are you getting those calves enrolled before they leave the ranch come fall? So today, let's talk the ins and outs of implants, costs, benefits, advantages, disadvantages, etc. Dr. Brandon Nettleman is a beef cattle technical services manager for Merck Animal Health. Brandon, thanks for coming on the program today. Are implants being used more today than in years back? Let's just start there.
The incentive to use implants has definitely increased because implants continue to give us more and more body weight. And obviously, as prices increase, the value of that implant continues to increase. But we don't charge more for the implant. So, I mean, like today, we're looking at like a calf foot implant costs you, I don't know, $2, $2.50 to give it. And it's going to give you back $75. I mean, so the incentive, the ROI has just increased dramatically the last 20, 30 years because of the increase in prices. I mean, cattle still grow the same way that they do, that they always have, and the implants still work the same way, but just the value of the extra pounds we get is substantially greater. And so people should really be looking into it more today than they were 10 years ago because of the prices. But it doesn't seem like they are because they're kind of stuck in their routine, I would say.
So when you say stuck in their routine, is it more of the guys that are looking at trying to put the stamp on those calves as all natural? NHTC.
Yep. So that's a great, and right now, I guess I'm thinking more in the cow calf sector. Is that kind of where you're thinking as
yep,
well?
Yep. Feeder calf okay. side. Yeah. I'm talking feeder
yep.
calf.
Yep. Yep. And I think there's a big misunderstanding with what people think they're eligible for, what producers think that they're eligible for as far as premiums go. And so if we take whichever database you want to take of livestock sales, of calves coming off the cow or weaned calves going through the barn or the online auctions, you know, Superior Livestock, we pay for that data and we summarize that data on an annual basis. And we've done that for 10, 15 years now. And so if you compare the price paid for an implanted calf compared to a non-implanted calf, there's absolutely no difference. There never has been a difference. Now, we're talking about conventional cattle, you know, a six-weight steer that was implanted versus a six-weight steer that was not implanted. Now, if we start talking about program cattle, like All Naturals or some NHTC program, there are premiums for those types of cattle. But I think where people really get confused or maybe drop the ball is that every one of those programs that I am aware of, those cattle have to have the paperwork in place before the calves leave the ranch. Otherwise, they're not even eligible to go into those programs when the next guy buys them. And so just because they raise those calves all natural and meet all of the standards, if they don't have the paperwork that goes with the calves, they're not even eligible for those premiums. And so people that, you know, check the box at the implant, or I'm sorry, at the sale barn and say, my calves are not implanted. Well, just because they're not implanted doesn't mean that they're eligible for an NHGC program. So more than likely, they're not even getting a premium for them. And so I get, just to kind of finish that thought, if I can, if people are going to choose not to implant their calves before they sell them, they need to make sure that they have all the paperwork in place so they're eligible for a premium program.
And that's kind of where I was going to ask you that was, in a lot of these programs, and you know that I am a big believer in having these value-add programs. You know that. You've known me for a while. You've heard everything that I've been talking about. I am a big believer in having options that fit your program and having these other value-add potential programs where, and I think I said the key word, potential there, because it's perceived value, right? Where we're hoping Absolutely. That by doing certain management practices, that kind of goes down the line and we are rewarded back for doing certain different practices. So really, when it comes to just the conversation of to implant or not implant in regards to a value-added program, you hit the nail on the head there where a person needs to dive just a tick deeper to make sure that if that's what you want to do and that's what fits your outfit, I know, you know, Doc, you're going to say, great, go down that road and capture as much dollars as you can that fits for you, but make darn sure that you have everything in place before you start marketing those calves, because it isn't like you said, you go to the sale barn and you take a little check, or you have a country buyer and you say, this is what it is, and they start peeling out $100 bills.
Yes, absolutely. I believe in implants as a technology. I think they're extremely beneficial for the industry, for the environment, for the consumers, because it gives us high quality beef at a cheaper price. But there are programs out there that reward people for not using them. And I think when I am giving talks to producers, or I'm at their ranch and we're having this conversation, I mean, where I'm representing implants with the company that I work for, I probably spend more time talking to them about the non-implant programs.
Right. Okay. Right. That's what happens.
If you want to do this, let's make sure you're going to do it correctly. I mean, ultimately my goal within my position at Merck Animal Health is to help the producer have all the information that they need so they can make the choice to make the best decision for their operation. And that's going to be different at every operation out there. So
your recommendation on implanting those stockers that are just going to grass, yay or nay?
Absolutely. With today, the products that we have today, it to me, it's really hard for a producer to make that decision not to implant those stockers going to grass. I mean, they're going to give us consistently a 10 to 15% improvement in daily gain. And so what I mean by that is if you're in you're in some rough country and cattle only gaining 1 pound a day, which hopefully they don't ever do that. But if you implant those cattle that we're gaining 1 pound a day, they're going to gain 1.15 a day. So 15% more. But say you're down in the Flint Hills and those cattle can gain 3 pounds naturally and you implant them, they're going to gain 3.45. So you're going to get 0.45, almost half a pound more per day with that implant. So it's always about that percent response. And so I like to bring that up because the amount of weight that can be captured in that short amount of time when those cattle are out grazing is substantial and can really help with the bottom line and the profitability of that stocker operation. But it's also important where, especially like in a year like this, where areas are getting dry, might not have the grass out there, the groceries. It's not like these implants are designed to wreck these cattle if they don't have enough nutrients. They're designed to benefit the animal and the environment that they're in. Now, if you go and take a feedlot implant, put it in a stocker animal, you might have some negative effects. But if you're using the implants that are approved for those animals in that specific sector of the industry, like make sure you use a cow-calf implant if you're going to brand or implant at branding time. Make sure you use an approved stocker implant when you're going to grass. And then once they get to the feedlot, use a feedlot implant. And so these implants are designed specifically for that animal at that specific stage of the production that they're in.
Doc, have you got any documentation? Because at the beginning of this conversation, we were saying of, you know, what the cost of $2 to $2.50 a head versus the potential gain that you can get. Let's take that conservative number. If we take that even down to, let's say, like $70 or $65 of potential premium of being captured for those calves, just based on performance of weight is what I'm talking. And we compare that to the exact same situation in an all natural program, not bashing those, just comparing numbers to numbers. Math is universal and doesn't lie. Do you know what some of those potential premiums are on a per pound or per hundred weight basis on an NHTC?
The data that I would go to would be like the Superior Livestock data that was summarized. And so that premium on those calves is $3.56 per hundred weight. And so if it's a 6 weight steer and you're getting $3.50 per hundred weight premium, you're looking at $21-$22 a head return. So yes, there is a premium there. But then if you contrast that to the 20 pounds, conservative number of 20 pounds extra weaning weight you would get with an implant, you take $20 times, I don't know, whatever high number you want to pick in today's market.
Right,
I mean,
right. The key is whatever high number, right?
Yep. I mean, so, you know, right now, if it's a 380, I don't know where, you know, again, you can pick whatever number you want, but 380 at 20 pounds of increased weaning weight, you're looking at 76. So even if you knock that back, like you said, to 60, you're still $60 more just because you sold more weight and versus the premium. Now, one thing that I think people look at, like on these program cattle, is a lot of times when these cattle come through, they're big, fancy type cattle. You know, a lot of genetics in there. There's two or three loads of them, you know, all black-headed steers or very uniform set of cattle. Well, we also know that load lots sell for more, uniform cattle sell for more, progressive genetics sells for more. And so when they look at the price that those calves bring that were also NHTC, they think, man, that set of cattle that were NHTC sold extremely high. They sold $10 over the market. But in reality, when we have so we send these superior data to Kansas State University to break it down. And so that's where they're able to break down the fact that those cattle brought $10 more than the market, but $3.50 of that is from the NHTC. You know, $3 is from the progressive genetics, $2 or whatever that number is from the load lot size. And so that's why we come up with this $3.56 per hundredweight on these NHTC cattle. And so now sometimes these premiums will be or can be more than what the added weight is. But again, that's where, like with my job, I just try to provide the information to the rancher so they can do the math and they can make the calculations in the market environment that they're in. And some people might have better contracts with a certain program. Mm-hmm. And so again, I don't ever ask for those individual producers' programs, right? And I just make sure they have the weight information so they can do the math on their own and we walk through it, right? But if they have a special contract with somebody, they might be getting more than $3.50 a hundred weight premium. You know, I don't know. So that's just the math that the producers have to do when making decisions to determine which one will generate more revenue.
Dr. Brandon Nuttleman with Merck Animal Health, thanks for coming on the program with us. Lots more discussion we can have on implants, and you can fire your questions my direction, and I will pass them along to Brandon, and we can keep this conversation going. Email me at ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Call or text 707-RANCH20, 707-726-2420. Time for a break. When we come back, we head to the numbers recapping the markets. Stay with us. Crew, you're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? That is a tough question, looking at the prices that these feeder heifers are bringing. Consider upgrading your cow herd, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer. Smart, reliable, profitable. Gelby.org.
Are you looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Look no further than Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. With Westway Feed's scientifically formulated liquid feed, your cattle will gain weight faster and stay healthier, ensuring you get the best return on your investment. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517 to learn more. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production, one supplement at a time. Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events. Join us Sunday, May 18th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with pari-mutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we bring in old Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. So, Kirk, what do you got for numbers for us today, buddy?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, May 9th, May feeder futures closed at 298.15. That's up 327.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up 24 cents at 296.14. That's a little bit misleading because the daily index on Thursday was 307.53. The index at 296.14 left the basis versus May futures at a negative 201. June live cattle futures closed at 214.65. That's up 322.5 on the week, with cash trading 218 to 220 in the south and 225 to 228 in the north. That left the five area weighted average up 369 at 224.49. And the basis versus June futures at a positive $9.84. That's a very wide basis, even for May. May typically runs at about plus five. Choice boxes closed up 307 at 345.97 with a weekly slaughter of 559,000 head. That's even with last week and 57,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were steady at 877 pounds, which is 23 pounds over the same week last year. The combination of higher dress weights and lower slaughters left production down 0.2% at 2.6% less than the same week last year. In other news, Secretary of Ag Brooke Rollins closed our southern border with Mexico, the importation of live animals due to a lack of cooperation from the Mexican government regarding the New World screw worm. That is definitely at least mildly bullish feeder prices for sure, and thus live cattle prices. And probably bigger news relative to our demand side, the Trump administration is touting a trade deal between China and the U.S. This is a 90-day deal where the U.S. has slashed its tariffs down to 30%, and China has slashed their tariffs down to 10%. This gives the administration 90 days to try to come up with a long-term deal. To wrap this up, May corn closed the week at 429. That's down 10 and a quarter on the week. There are several USDA reports coming out Monday, including the WASD and the crop production reports. There's significant technical damage in the charts, but major support at life of contracts lows has held so far.
Hey all, Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, May 21st, we have an all-class cattle and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100 a head, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include 100 Angus, Red Angus, and Charley steers, selling on two separate 50-head lots. They're 1,000 pounds, 60-plus days weaned, bought as five weights. They've had two rounds of vaccination. They're 75% black calves from Barbie Cattle in Caneta, Oklahoma. 50 Angus, Charley, Hereford feeder calves, steers and heifers mixed. These are flyweights, 280 pounds. Vaccinated, these ones are selling by the head from This Guy Cattle in Russell Springs, Kentucky. We got a variety of hay lots, all from Cobza Auctions in David City, Nebraska. 21 large round prairie bales, 5x6, net wrap, 1,600 pounds. 16 large round brome bales, 5x6, net wrap. 10 large round alfalfa bales, 5x6 net wrapped, 6 large round brome bales, 5x6 twine, and 5 large round brome bales, 5x6 twine. There's 3 full size and 2 partial bales. For the small squares, we got 80 small square prairie bales. They're selling on 4 separate 20 bale lots. It's wire tie hay, all from Cobes Auctions in David City. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, May 21st at 10 a.m. Central Time. Got cattle to sell? Regular online cattle auctions, first and third Wednesday of every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Dr. Brandon Nuttleman with Merck Animal Health, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Van Zee, LivestockMarket.com, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.